Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That is for sure. Hey, folks, listen, don't forget to go to our website, theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If your local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together, and we're all working real hard to improve our communities. And by the way, folks, just want to remind you, letter carriers are doing the National Food Drive May 9th. Leave a can of food, a couple cans of food, non-perishable items for your letter carrier at your mailbox. They'll pick it up. They'll get it back to the distribution center and off to your local community food bank. It's the largest food drive in the United States. Literally billions of pounds of food have been collected over the last 20 years. But right now, on the phone with me, Jeremy Herb, who is with Politico. Jeremy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Jeremy, we had a gyrocopter. For those of you who don't know what a gyrocopter looks like, think of James Bond. And that little helicopter thing, you know, it doesn't have a tail rotor, but off you go. Landed on the Capitol lawn. Obviously, the pilot was arrested. It was a nonviolent thing. He even went as far as warning the Capitol Police and the Secret Service that he was coming. And he's trying to get Congress to do something about big money in politics, but I don't think that's a story we're hearing, is it?
No, this is one of the more bizarre stories we've had on Capitol Hill in recent years. The man flew across the Capitol, landed on the lawn undetected, and it's certainly been interesting. He had told a Florida newspaper before the flight that he was going to do this, and they had contacted a Secret Service who had contacted Capitol Police, but you know, the flight went largely undetected, and so that's now raising questions about how he actually managed to land his gyrocopter, which is something I had to look up yesterday to see what it was. onto the lawn.
Yeah, you and half of Homeland Security. You know, and here's the deal. I mean, folks, this is a, you know, it's described as a flying bicycle, and pretty much that's what it is. It's about a 200-pound piece of equipment with a rotor, helicopter rotor on top, a tail fin on the back, and it's run like on a Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engine, okay? We're not talking, you know, anything of huge mass by any stretch of the imagination. It's my understanding that the man is a retired United States postal worker who had 535 letters that he was going to deliver to members of the House and the Senate. And he was using this as a publicity stunt to, you know, garner some attention towards, big money in politics.
Yeah, you know, his letter, he was railing against Citizens United and, you know, campaign finance reform. And, yes, he had two-page letters for every member of Congress with him. His gyrocopter actually had the USPS logo on it. That was being shown as the, you know, this was all over the news on the cable TV networks yesterday. You know, it certainly got a lot of attention, which is what he was looking to do. He's mad about Citizens United and money in politics. I don't think he's going to change anything, of course, but it was certainly a unique way to draw attention to an issue. That
yeah, I think the gentleman has put himself into the jackpot a little bit with the authorities. No harm was intended. No harm was done. No harm, maybe a little afoul with the local constabulary and the Secret Service. But my goodness, it's one way of trying to stand up and, get the word out about a particular issue. Just out of curiosity, Jeremy, you know, you said you haven't seen anything like this before, but You think at least we're going to get some people talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because obviously this was a nonviolent thing. You know, he did not pose any harm unless his copter went awry and he crashed into something. You know, he wasn't trying to do any harm, but he very well could have been shot out of the sky. You know, the area around the White House and the Capitol and the National Mall is a no-fly zone, and
right,
a very strict no-fly zone. And now he flew low enough, and it was such a small thing that he wasn't detected on radars. But, you know, I think there's going to be questions now asked about how this all happened, and I think the next person, if someone wants to copy him, they may see more trouble.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, not for nothing. It's a stunt. I understand why he did it. I wouldn't recommend it to people. I think there's probably better ways to do this. But the long and short, I hope that the local magistrate, when they when comes time for charging, it's people understand what the guy was trying to do. That's just mine.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how the court treats this, because as you said, you know, he wasn't trying to inflict harm on anyone. He was guilty of trespassing, guilty of the no-fly zone, violating that. But, you know, I'll certainly be looking to see what sort of penalty he does wind up getting for this.
Free flying lessons for every member of Congress. How's that?
There you go.
There we go. It could be the new tourist attraction for Congress. Jeremy, anything else?
No, I just, I'm wondering what sort of flying vehicle we're going to see next on the Capitol. You know, I'm a little startled that it was as easy as it was for him to actually land it on the Capitol. So I do wonder if there will be copycats. And, you know, maybe it's not a gyrocopter. Maybe it actually is a bicycle with wings on it or something. Who knows?
A balloon and lawn chair.
There you go.
There you go. We appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
You can go to politico.com, where we have all sorts of news on the gyrocopter and lots of other politics and policy news. Politico.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Herb.
And if you include us at The Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Fantastic. We appreciate it, Jeremy. You know, folks, it just goes to show you got to have a little fun, but you got to do it the right way. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.